It's Friday, March 20th, 2020. I'm Stephen Fee, and this is the Pen Pod, a limited-run podcast from Pen America. On today's edition, a new survey shows Americans are closely reading the news about the coronavirus, but they're also seeing plenty of disinformation. Then an interview with author Alexander Chi on writing and focusing during a public health emergency. And finally, a bit of poetry to end your week. I'm Stephen Fee, all that coming up on the Pen Pod. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Pen Pod, a limited-run podcast from the literary and free expression group Pen America. Perhaps not surprisingly, a new survey out this week shows that half of Americans are closely following news of the coronavirus. Pew Research Center says another 38% say they're following it fairly closely. And in a positive sign for journalists, most Americans say that by and large, reporters are doing a good job covering the story. But nearly half of those who answered the survey say they've been exposed to made-up news or disinformation related to the virus. According to Pew, that's led to some false impressions about the outbreak. A quarter of people who were asked where the virus came from believed a false fringe theory that COVID-19 was developed intentionally in a lab. That, of course, is not true. For more resources on how you can combat disinformation, head over to our website, pen.org. Up next, author Alexander Chi on the craft of writing in isolation. And we're back. Joining me now is writer and poet Alexander Chi, most recently author of the book How to Write an Autobiographical Novel. His short story, The Weddings, is available on Amazon. Hey, Alexander.
Hello.
So I want to ask you about the practice of reading and writing right now. You know, we're in this kind of crazy moment, a health crisis, a political crisis, you name it. You know, why do you think reading and writing literature right now is important?
I think that it's partly a good chance for all of us to step outside of our normal patterns, I suppose, and consider picking up something that we might not ordinarily pick up, or to try and go deeper in some way than we normally do with the pace of our work lives. It's not anything like a retreat. You know, you might be able to pretend your way into that, and I commend you if you can. And certainly, like myself, for example, I find myself absolutely enraged at what I see as the incompetence of the federal response. So part of what I'm doing is just trying to maintain my own emotional stability as I participate in social distancing, aka social solidarity.
Do you have any tips for how writers can stay engaged and stay focused on their writing during this kind of period of anxiety?
It's really hard. I think that one of the best things that you can do to change your state emotionally is to try to do something physical, whether it's even just stretching out or a few push-ups, or if you're able to, take a walk. In general, I've found that when I'm able to just sort of let myself make some kind of physical marker in my day between I was doing this and now I'm doing that. I have found it very hard to do my own work currently that isn't like, you know, my own creative work. Mm-hmm. But I think the easiest way for me to get back into it always is to just tell myself, I'm just going to look at this. I'm just going to take a look at it, to act as if I'm doing something casual rather than, you know, sitting down and thinking like, and now I will do this thing that I never get to do, you know. There's some sort of sense of moment that needs to be a little more anonymous for me to access my own ability to write, rather than sitting down as if I'm sitting down to like a pipe organ in front of some enormous and invisible audience.
Now's a good time to practice your pipe organ skills, by the way.
Truly.
So, you know, we had to cancel our World Voices Festival. Book tours are getting canceled. Obviously, you know, being able to even gather in stores or wherever else, you know, authors and writers and readers find themselves, that's kind of cut off to all of us right now. You know, what can we do in the literary community to support one another?
That's a really interesting question. And I think it's something that many of us are coming up against. I think, you know, if you are able to spend the money, you know, because a lot of us have seen our incomes just absolutely cratered by this. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are able to, you know, say add a subscription to something that you don't normally subscribe to, which is something that I did this morning, for example, or consider, say, you know, looking at a bookstore whose events you were going to, and then even though those events have been canceled, to still go ahead and order those books from that store. One of the things that is interesting to me about this moment is that we're seeing how social it all really was and is, you know, that we really do participate in these communities and that they do matter to us and that they're part of our intellectual life, they're part of our livelihoods, they're part of how we grow as writers and people.
And finally, if I may, what are you reading or watching right now that's providing some distraction or maybe more context around this whole crisis?
I think the thing that I'm trying to do right now is to think about some books that I have been wanting to read anyway. I have been very busy the past few years traveling for work in different ways, and this incredible stack of books has built up in my house that I have been wanting to just sit with. So I'm starting to make my way through it. I'm looking at Andrew Altschul's La Gringa, which just came out, Jan Liancki's Three Brothers, New Waves by Kevin Wen, Luster by Raven Leilani, Olivia Lang's new essay collection, Funny Weather. I'm also in a period of reading E.M. Forster for, I guess, my edification and pleasure. It's been really great to just vanish into this other world where some of the problems of our current world certainly originated. You know, reading Howard Zinn right now, for example, and listening to it on tape, while also reading E.M. Forster's, the biography of E.M. Forster by Wendy Moffatt. That's been really interesting to think about everything from this novel that he wrote about wealthy liberals trying to help working class people and screwing their lives up in the process with fatal consequences. And then in the biography, looking at some of what Forster's thinking was that went into it, as well as his own social background. So it's been a huge pleasure to discover, for example, that E.M. Forster might be the ultimate E.M. Forster character.
It's a very meta moment.
Yeah. Even as I'm also thinking about, say, how I might try to show solidarity with and help the people that are dear to me.
Well, Alexander Chi, the author of How to Write an Autobiographical Novel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Finally, as you head into the weekend, a bit of poetry. Here's our own Michelle Franke, Executive Director of PEN America's LA office, reading Wild Geese by Mary Oliver.
You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things.
And that's our show for Friday, March 20th, 2020. Join us Monday for the Pen Pod. We'll talk with Pen America's Chip Raleigh about the loss of literary festivals this spring and what it means for readers and writers. You can listen to all our episodes at pen.org. Follow us at Pen America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Sign up on our website for our daily Dare newsletter, where we track major stories about literature, free expression, and the news of the world. I'm Stephen Fee for Pen America. This is the Pen Pod. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.